Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Much of our lives is about significance. We want to do things that matter. We want to make a difference. We want to invest ourselves in things that are important. We want meaningful, significant relationships. But significant, meaningful, important, these things don't have to be earth-shattering. They don't have to be noticed on a world scale in order to be significant. But mostly, I think we just want to make a difference in the lives of those around us. We want to, in some way, make their lives better. And maybe have some kind of influence on our broader community. Hopefully, some kind of an impact on the lives of those we don't even know. Others in our community, others halfway around the world. People that we support through giving to relief organizations. We want to make a difference. And I'm guessing that very few of us get up in the morning and declare loudly and proudly that I'm going to go and do this very specific, significant thing today. For most of us, we find that significance, being or doing things that are important, having an influence. These things happen when we live our lives from our heart. When our heart informs our values and that then informs our actions. When we live our lives from what is important to us. And as we do this, significant things emerge from our lives. You may be familiar with a cairn, C-A-I-R-N, cairn. A cairn is a stack of rocks, and some hikers will use them, especially if they're on a more remote trail. A hiker can use them as a navigational tool to help them to know where they are on the trail and where it is they're supposed to go next. But a cairn can also be a stacking of stones that just simply communicates to people that something significant happened here. Back in the Old Testament, you will recall that God's people were enslaved in Egypt for 400 years until God called Moses, and Moses went to Pharaoh saying, "Let my people go." He came to Pharaoh with the 10 plagues until Pharaoh eventually let them go and they walked free. So Moses led them out of slavery through the promised land, or through the wilderness to the promised land. And it was Joshua that took over when Moses died. They'd been wandering for 40 years, so it's a long time for a person to live and continue to be a leader. So then when they eventually got through the wilderness, they were crossing through the Jordan River, and they were told to gather 12 large stones from the middle of the river. And so strong people picked them up and they put them on their arms as they walked out of the riverbed. And they were told to just pile those rocks at the camp where they were staying for that night. Joshua chapter 4 tells us that these stones were to be a sign. They were to be a sign that something significant had happened there. So that whenever future generations saw this stacking of stones, they would ask, what happened? What was the significant thing that happened here? And then the story could be told. That was a cairn. It was a marker to let other people know that something significant happened there, but it was also used as a navigational marker. It was used to show people in the future that God's people traveled by this way. It was a way to physically root God's involvement in the life of God's people. Now, you may recall that throughout Lent, we've been using the theme, Living Stones. Tonight, we commemorate Maundy Thursday. Maundy, as I mentioned earlier, from the Latin mandatum, that's where we get the word mandate or command. This night for us acts as a cairn. It's a way that we can observe this time and remember that something significant happened this night. And the significance of this night helps us then to tell and to retell the story of what happened. Tonight we hear as Jesus removed his outer robe and washed his disciples' feet, which was inappropriate and offensive for a rabbi and for a leader of Jesus' stature to do that. I'm sure the disciples knew that something significant was going on. They already knew that Jesus was a person of significance. They just didn't know how it would play out. But did you hear as Jesus said, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." Tonight, you and I again hear these words, this mandate, this command, this new command from Jesus. It's a call to humility. It's a call to service. It's a call to love. And in reality, this isn't a new command now, and it was not a new command then. It's just that other things seem to take priority and other parts of God's law receive the focus and the exposition by the learned rabbis, the scholars, such that it was clear exactly how you either broke or lived within the law. What if the command to love received such scrutiny? What if the command to love received the time, the attention, the expectation, and the priority that the other laws received? At the end of the day, you and I are called, not just today, but every day, to live out Jesus' command to love one another. To love as Jesus loves. You and I are called to be living stones, living cairns. As living cairns, we can help others navigate the journey of their life. As living cairns, we are witnesses to the fact that something significant is happening in us, through us, for the sake of others. In the name of Jesus, amen.